This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jennifer Oppenheimer joins me live in studio. She is the director of the enrichment programs at the School for Continuing and Professional Studies at the University of Virginia, online at scps.virginia.edu. How was your summer?
It was great, thank
you. Best summer in your entire life?
It was a hot one, but it was a good one.
You have recently unveiled the new fall schedule for courses, personal enrichment courses. Remind us again, what is the enrichment program at UVA? What is this?
It is an opportunity for the community members to come on grounds and sample some of the educational resources. We draw from current and retired faculty, grad students, and community members, alumni, to offer non-credit courses in the evenings just for the hell of it, the heck of it.
Yeah.
Just no grades, no worries. Just come on in and explore your interests, and we've got a lot of different interests to explore.
Yeah. Well, let's get mine out of the way quick. I'm going to be teaching local history again September through November.
Yep. And, almost full.
It really is.
It's getting there. Just
great.
A few more spots left.
Yeah. Well, and so how can folks sign up for these and get more information?
The best way to do is to go to our website and follow the instructions there.
And this whole catalog is available on the website.
Yes,
fall courses.
And it also went out to, should have gone out to most every resident of the city and county.
Terrific. Mm-hmm. scps.virginia.edu is the website if you didn't get your catalog in the mail, and I will be teaching local history this fall as well, like we did last winter.
Backed by popular demand.
Yay, good stuff. I'm looking forward to that. Now, there is also a very special new lecture series about Ulysses S. Grant, right?
Yes, this is part of our presidential lecture series that started with something we've been doing for over 20 years with Monticello every spring, a Jefferson and Monticello lecture series. And then we said, well, gosh, there's a lot of other interesting presidents, and especially with ties to our local area. So we've been slowly going through them, and we're doing Grant this year. We have, of course, Gary Gallagher and Michael Holt from the Department of History at the University, and also bringing in guest lecturers from near and far.
This is great. So this is like a speaker series.
It is. It's one of our few speaker series. Most of our other courses are one person every week. But these are a lecture series, and as we did Lincoln last fall. We're actually hoping to do Teddy Roosevelt next fall, and then we're working our way up to Wilson and just trying to get some of those notable presidents in there.
Yeah.
We did Madison, Monroe, kind of working our
Grant
way through.
Grant would be great because you not only learn about Civil War, you learn about politics and, you know, national politics following the Civil War, which was incredibly tumultuous.
Exactly.
The war basically moved from the battlefield into, you know, the political arena.
And he's just such an interesting, his legacy is so interesting because it's seen in such stark contrast. It's notable, he's sordid, there's so many different feelings about him and myths surrounding him. So that's going to be a lot of the meat that we're going to talk about in these courses.
I notice you have William Ferraro, who is the documentary editor of the papers of Ulysses S. Grant.
Well, he's with the papers of George Washington at the university.
Which is great, though, because then you get the very, perspective on his papers, which most people don't know Grant.
Right.
And number two, most people don't have no idea what's in his papers.
Exactly. So we always try to get lots of different angles, lots of different speakers who can talk about just many different facets of his life and his legacy.
Good stuff. So what else you have in here for folks?
Well, it's funny you mentioned politics because we have a new short course. And this is one of the things that's new for this fall is some short courses. Instead of our usual courses are 8 weeks, usual run $190 to $225. We are now for the first time doing, I think we have 7 short 4-week courses that only cost $100. And so this is good for people who don't have a lot of time or money to spend and for smaller topics. And we're doing one on the changing state of Virginia politics that's going to be co-taught by Bob Gibson from the Sorensen Institute, as you know.
Yep.
And Mark Johnson, formerly of the Sorensen Institute.
I know them both very well.
At the Taylor Murphy Center. And they're going to be talking about the changing state of politics in Virginia with special attention to the congressional races that will be unfolding during
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, they'll do a terrific job with that. We're talking with Jennifer Oppenheimer of the School for Continuing and Professional Studies. She is the director of the enrichment programs and the new fall 2010 personal enrichment evening courses. The calendar has just been unveiled, and you need to get a hold of this and check it out. It's available online at scps.virginia.edu. One or two other ones that come to mind that you want to put a spotlight on?
Well, our whole of local interest category, we've been expanding. We've got a course on preserving the harvest. We've got a course on Roadside Virginia, a mile-by-mile narrative of Virginia's outstanding culture and natural history. A study in slow food. We're going to be looking at the apple as an examination of local food production. Of course, your local history course. And then in terms of local people, we've got two local authors that have been getting a lot of press these days. Emma Rathbone and Meredith Cole are both teaching writing workshops for us. Meredith is teaching a mystery writing course and this is a new course for us that we're really excited
cool.
about.
Yeah.
We've got a drawing course for the first time, history of film, a course on the art of listening to music, living with antiques and art, a course on the mystic quest, just tons of different things. Our landscaping courses, medicinal herbs, and then lots of returning favorites, including Life Beyond Earth, taught by Ed Murphy.
Ed Murphy, yeah.
Which is, I know, a favorite of yours.
Absolutely.
So there's just something in here for everyone.
There absolutely is. Mm-hmm. It's the School for Continuing and Professional Studies Personal Enrichment Evening Courses. The fall 2010 schedule is now available. Check it out and join us over at the University of Virginia this fall. It's available online at scps.virginia.edu. Jennifer Oppenheimer, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me again. It's always a pleasure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.